Ladies used to dress black because they were in mourning. Go back to the child again. He's injured, and the doctor comes and he tells the mother, "Everything will be all right. Just don't worry." An ache in the joints might be arthritis, or it might be rheumatism. And you describe it as painful. How would you say it? This is painful. The something or other is pain.
Hurts.
How would you say the rheumatics or the rheumatism? How would you describe it if you're going to say ending the sentence in painful?
My joints are rheumatic.
Or would you say the rheumatism is painful? Let me know.
Yes.
Are the rheumatics are or is something painful?
I don't think I'd say rheumatics unless I was trying to use slang.
Disease children used to die of. They choke to death.
Oh, a whooping cough.
Or another one like it was croup.
Now that one, popularly, is diphtheria. But I think I've tried to say diphtheria.
It's like two vowels together in English.
Well, it's D-I-P-H.
It's like the other word, diphthong or diphthong is what I'm
saying. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Language. I don't know what the latest one is. I'd rather imagine a good dictionary and give an alternate pronunciation. Another disease they'd get where they'd the children turn yellow and their eyeballs would turn yellow.
Jaundice?
And sometimes you get pain in the right side and double up. Have a case of
appendicitis.
And eat the wrong things. I feel kind of funny here. Lean over the fence and
vomit, throw up.
There are different ways of expressing this depending on how you feel about it at the moment. Would you, if you're joking about it, how would you? Do you have any sort of jocular expression?
Got rid of it.
I have one here, skin a goat.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Of course, there's always a puke.
Yes.
Well, if you're sick in here, you might say he got sick
in his stomach.
Sick
in his stomach.
In his stomach. If you heard some good neighborhood, heard some good news. You might say he came over
elated.
What's he going to do about the good news? He's going to
tell it.
He came over
to tell it.
Not for to tell it.
No, I don't say that.
No, that's the alternative reason. You probably wonder why I asked such a question. That was not. Somebody said, "Will you do it?" You say, "Yes,
I'll do it."
Or, "Yes, I
will."
And somebody asked both of you, "Will you do it?" You say, "Yes, we
will do it." Or we will.
It was a shall and will rule out the window. I'd say the same thing.
Well, now, I really would analyze that that's a right use of will. That is, I mean, that's a determination.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I guess it is. You're right. Mm-hmm.
That is, I think we'd be emphasizing that rather than the futurity of it.
And somebody said, "Will you be disappointed?" You say, "Yes, we will."
Well, of course, I probably would just offhand say, "I will be disappointed." Although I think that would be really, the old way would be, "I shall be disappointed."
People, it's not exactly an old way. I mean, there are a certain group of people that say this yet. I think if we make an analysis of it, we'd find not very many.